This is the 457th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, the podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that gives you everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons beat reporter from the AJC, and we're here at the NFL's owners meeting in Orlando, where we talk to head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot today. That was yesterday when we talked to owner Arthur Blank. We're going to hear from both the coach and the general manager today on the 457th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. If you're listening to us for the first time, please make sure to follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, we're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, and we're going to call this episode an inside look of the Falcons' pursuit of Kirk Cousins. The Falcons got their man. The cost may not be really known until later on, but they got their quarterback. And here is Coach Raheem Morris on getting a franchise quarterback in Kirk Cousins.
I made that a big-time priority. Hall of Fame winner, and I made that something that we wanted to do to get, make sure we can have a chance to win football games. If you have a quarterback, you have a chance. And Kirk Cousins, getting him in free agency was a big up for us. It was a big move for us. It was huge for us. Gives us the best chance to win football games and go out there and compete every single weekend. With the experience that he brings, the knowledge that he brings, our long depth relationship from knowing him when he was a rookie. All of those things, the person that he is, being in a similar system with both Kevin and Sean when he was in D.C., coming to the league with Kyle Shanahan, being in that system, very similar things that we all do, very like-minded beliefs. He brings all those things to the table for us that really excites me.
All right, now we referred to it, the Falcons, they got their guy, but they also drew the attention of the league office and are being investigated for tampering charges. Here is Raheem Morris on the tampering investigation that is ongoing.
You know, I'm really not allowed to really discuss it right now while it's under review. But, you know, I got a lot of confidence in our people that we did the right thing. And, you know, it is what it is. And it's some of those things that happen when you get excited, when you talk about those things. But, you know, we'll talk about those things at the appropriate time. Just right now is probably not that time.
All right, we're going to deal with the tampering investigation in the second half of the show in great detail, but we're going to move on to more about what the signing means for the football team. And we have a little background noise because we're in the official podcast room at the NFL owners meeting, so you may hear the guys from LA over there and the guys from Vegas, but we're going to talk into the mic and keep going here. So the Raheem Morris dealt Desmond Ridder to the Arizona Cardinals for Rondale Moore, wide receiver. And here's Raheem on the decision to trade Desmond Ridder.
When we talked about Des and we talked about which role could be, you know, him potentially being that young person that can play with us as well.
Right.
So we had a vision for him. but you field calls from people all the time about different people, about potential trades and those things. Desmond was a great kid and did not come to us and demand a trade. He did not come to us and do anything like that. He was in working out, doing the things that he's supposed to do. The opportunity presented itself for him to get a new start. The opportunity presented for us to add speed to our room and do some things at our receivers part with a guy that I just got finished playing against for the last 4 years that drove me nuts. 3 years, excuse me. But I thought some of those things were the factors. And I thought Desmond went out with class, and he was there with class every day. And I had no intent on throwing shots at Des when I said we need to improve the quarterback play. You know, I didn't want to come back and have to defend that. But, you know, it is what it is. We needed to play better, or I wouldn't be sitting in the seat. I still stand by that. But it wasn't necessarily shots at Des. It was necessarily shots at all of us. You know, it's things that has to be done. I think Des played. It shows great talent, shows the ability to do really good things. I think he'll move on and have a pretty good career with the Arizona Cardinals or whoever else he decides to play for. But I'm excited for him to get a fresh start. I'm excited for us to get a fresh start at wideout, get some speed in our room, and develop some things. I think the trade married up well for both of us, and I think it fits well for us all.
All right. The one of the other bigger moves was the signing of wide receiver Darnell Mooney. And here's what Raheem had to say about Darnell Mooney.
His separation. You know, when you're talking about Mooney, you're talking about an elite separator. You're talking about a guy with gas. You're talking about a guy that can run. You're talking about a guy that can get the ball in his hand and make plays. You're talking about the kid, the character. Knowing him from the draft when he came out, what he was and some of the stuff that he brought to the table when it comes to that. A highly competitive young man. He fired me up with the opportunity to be able to go out and get him. So I can talk about him all day and some of the stuff that you really love about him. But when you see the guy be able to stand up there at the X position and probably be an elite separator for you, win one some of the one-on-one matchups, some of the 50-50 downs that he turns the other way for you, really fires me up having the opportunity to do that with him.
Okay, there's hoping to, you know, that's a good pickup for them because, hey, you know, in the passing game, teams decide to take away Drake London, then Kyle Pitts is open. If they try to take away London and Pitts, then Mooney's going to get a lot of balls. So they got options now in the passing game that was much better than a Mac Hollins type of deal who was signed by Buffalo, or a Van Jefferson who went on to sign with the Steelers. So, you know, also in the quarterback room, they made a decision to keep Taylor Heinicke, the veteran quarterback. And here is Raheem Morris on keeping Taylor as the backup quarterback.
When you talk about Taylor, you're talking about, and I don't want to limit him to what he can be, but he has shown that he's been an elite backup in this league. When you're talking about an elite backup, a guy that comes in the game and can win your game until your starter gets back, and boom, not miss a beat, right? Not need the reps that's required to go out there and play and execute. He's shown all those things, and the interest is always there. You know, then you go pay a big money contract in free agency, and you got a big money backup, and you have the ability really to recruit your guy and say what the vision is and what it looks like. Give him an opportunity to go out there and look as well before you get a chance to get him back. And getting him back, I was excited and I was ecstatic because of the guy, the character, the energy that he brings, the effort that he brings, who he was when he goes out on the field and plays, how fast he plays, how much the team rallies around him when he goes into the huddle. All those things were important to us when you talk about a backup quarterback. And we'll let him go out there and compete for the backup quarterback. We still got to add another person, obviously. Obviously, you pay that kind of money. Kirk's going out there number one. You go get Taylor to back him up. You figure out what you can do in this draft or move it forward any further, see what you can do to add to that room and make it highly competitive still, but really excited to get him back.
All right, that's a pretty good explanation on, you know, and that's very important because the Falcons are trying to win now, and Kirk Cousins is coming back from a ruptured Achilles that was in November, and it's going to be a real aggressive return if he starts the season on time. So, you know, he thinks he can be ready by the end of training. That's really, really aggressive. You know, it's a 9-month to 12-month window for that injury. So having Heinicke as a guy that could possibly start the season for you, maybe get you through a game or two, is very important. That's a big part of their plans. So here is our general manager. We sat down with him this morning here. At the hotel in Orlando, myself and the other reporters covering the team, and some of the team reporters also, division reporter, and one of the team reporters. And so here is Terry Fontenot on the steps taken to get Kirk Cousins.
Step one, getting the right head coach. And then from that, we had to make sure that we dive right into the quarterback position. Coming out of this season, we needed to get improved quarterback play and get more consistency from that position. And so right away, you get the staff in place, and that was priority one. Really dive into evaluating that whole position, bless you.
Thank you.
From the draft, from the players that are available in free agency, and really diving into that. And we have a really good group from Raheem, Zach Robinson, TJ Yates, Ken Zampezi, DJ Williams. We have a really good group that dove into it, as well as Kyle Smith and our entire college staff. So that was very important to really dive into that and find what was right for us, what was going to be, what was going to fit what we want to do schematically. And so we identified him as that person.
It's always good to check in with the general manager and get his thoughts on a big deal like this. We haven't heard from the front office since the deal was made, other than there no comment about the tampering charges. So it was good to hear from Terry today at the owners meeting and get you all updated on some of the moves that were made inside the signing of Kirk Cousins. Now, Darnell Mooney was a big addition also. They spent some money on the wide receiver. And I don't know if we're keeping this part in, but he said, hey, you know what school he went to? You know, Terry Fondo played D-back at Tulane, and Darnell Mooney also went to Tulane. So he said, you know, he's smart. But here is Terry Fontenot and Darnell Mooney and the other wide receivers they acquired, Rondell Moore and Ray-Ray McCloud.
Well, number one, what's his college? What college did you go to?
Some place down in New Orleans.
Right, yeah, the Harvard in the South.
Yeah,
right,
Harvard,
Tulane.
Yeah.
So he's obviously smart, tough, okay. Right, gritty. Yeah. But seriously, Darnell, very excited. You know, the versatility that he's going to bring. He's a really good fit for what we have with Drake and Kyle, and he's going to fit right in the type of versatility that he's going to bring to that position. So, and then Rondell Moore, Ray-Ray McCloud, you know, we have history with Ray-Ray, with Ike, knew him previously, and the explosion that Rondell is going to bring. So I'm very excited about what we're able to do at that position thus far.
All right, we're going to get into this in the second half of the show, but just about every mock draft in the nation has the Falcons taking edge rusher Dallas Turner. So, one of the reporters asked him today, hey, Terry, what about the edge rushers in the draft? And he said, you know, here's what he had to say about edge rushers and cornerbacks in the upcoming draft.
Well, it's a premier position, so I would say it any offseason, that's going to be a priority, right? Because it is. It's just the most important thing is on offense is the quarterback, right? And the quarterback's play, and on defense, can you get the quarterback on the ground? So it is a premier position. Corner's a premier position as well when you're talking about defense. Those things are – so they're always priorities, but it is a total team game. And if you can score more points, it makes it a little bit easier to win, right? So if there's a dynamic offensive player that you can add that's going to help you score more points, that's going to help too. If there's a dynamic pass rusher or dynamic player stopping the runner, or if there's a ball hawk on the back end that can take the ball away and get you the ball more. So all those things are parts of it. You just have to make sure – we always have to make sure that we're bringing in dynamic players, dynamic impact players, and not reaching for needs. We have to make sure that we're doing that, but I have a lot of confidence that we will.
All right, now, you know, we can kind of start counting down for the draft. We started to do some of our planning last week on the position-by-position series that we'll have for you in April. So that's we kind of laid it out. We'll look at it again and do some more work on that, submit it to the editors, and then I think we're targeting April the 9th as the first day. We'll lead up by the position by positions, lead up to the draft, and have you ready for the top 10 players at each position in our position by position draft story. That'll be exclusive in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So we wanted to ask Terry, hey, about what's the strength of this draft?
Yeah, Greg, it's a strong draft, and you're right. I know what you're saying, because you talk about strong as the draft is. kind of what you expect to happen at the quarterback position, right? So we're going to be staring at some really good players at eight, or whether we're up a little bit or whether we're back a little bit, right? We're going to be staring at some really good players, to your point, and that's the excitement. We're wide open, and I love that about Raheem and the staff. We're completely wide open, and we know we just have to continue to improve this football team. And when you look at the history of drafts, you can look at them a lot of times. Like, you really need a pressure player, so make sure you get that. But we can look back at drafts where someone reached on a pressure player and left some really good football players on the board at other positions, right? And looking back, I've always respected him so much. And you look back at the history of his drafts and the things he did, sticking with not worrying about reaching for knees and just improving that football team, it goes a long way. So very excited about that. Whether it's an eight, higher, lower, whatever it is, we're going to make sure we get an impact player.
All right. One of the big keys going into this season, a lot has been made about Kyle Pitts' recruiting of Kirk Cousins. If it was directed by the team, that might be part of this investigation. But if he just picked up the phone and called his buddy, hey, that's allowed. They met at the Pro Bowl a few years back. But I asked Terry point blank, hey, is this a big year for Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, I think Kyle's even said it, how excited he is. Mm-hmm. And it's a big year for not just Kyle, but Kyle, Drake, Bijan, go through our guys, our offensive line, all those guys. There's a lot of excitement right now for the right reasons. Everyone's chomping at the bit, and it's our job to do everything we can to make sure we put a winning product on the field, right? So our fans, man, we have such a good fan base, such a strong fan base, and they're always excited. They always show up, and it's time for us to put together some winning seasons, right, and get the sustained winner that they need. So not only Kyle, really our entire building is excited right now for good reasons.
Well, like I said, it's about a month. The draft, yeah, it is a month. We're under. Today's the 26th. The draft's on the 25th. So, hey, we can do the month countdown to the draft. So we got a big story about draft prep coming up on Sunday. And here's what Terry Fontenot said about, the draft prep in this final month leading up to the draft.
We're full tilt right now. So we have pro days going on right now. We're at those. We do private workouts. We spend time with those. Obviously, we have the local workout, which is so critical for you, right, to get to that local workout and get there. So we have that. And look, that's always a fun time because we talk about all the prospects that we have in Georgia and in this area. And so getting to see those guys at that day is always critical. So we're going to really grind through that. We'll get in a room with the coaches. In another week, we start those April meetings. Okay. And we really start grinding through those, and that's a very thorough, detailed process. And we're continuing to get information, right, because we've got 30 visits going on, and we take advantage of every one of those exposures. Mm-hmm. It's so critical, making sure we got the film, we know what the players are, but getting all those exposures and makeup's so important, and culture and all those things are so important. So make sure we know what we're bringing in this building. So it's going to be this was kind of it for the kind of relaxing. We've been in these meetings and kind of got to see my wife a little bit, but this is it, man. Once we touch down in Atlanta, we're going to go dark, go in this tank, man, and get ready for this draft.
All right, that was Terry Fontenot on the draft prep. And before we take a break here, the new kickoff rule passed here at the owner's meeting. It's bizarre. I can't even explain it, but we'll get more familiar with it in the coming days. There's a story on AJC.com where we describe it, and we've got the league rules and how it's going to play out. Until you see it, though, it's going to be, unless you're an XFL fan and you've been watching that, you at least would have a primer on it, having watched the XFL. They've modified it, but I think it put some form of the kickoff back in play. And so some of the body types that the players are going to or the teams are going to employ are going to be more on the roster. So you're going to need a little more fast, speedy guys. So I don't know if that's cornerbacks and DBs. And then you might need some more big, powerful guys. So that's more linebackers, tight ends. So we asked Terry, hey, about what type of body types are we going to see with this new kickoff rule? He didn't want to give away their plan, but hey, you know, I was talking to several other special teams coaches, Rizzi from the Saints, Coach Fossil from the Cowboys. There are definitely going to be some changes with this rule on how the back end of that roster is shaped. And here's what Terry Fontenot had to say about the new kickoff rules and the new body types and players and positions that will be making their way on the roster.
And I know Marquise has a specific plan for schematically how we're going to utilize it, how we're going to get the most of it. But it's critical. One thing it is going to do is, look, that's a play that's really been out of the game.
Yeah.
Right? Last year that was kind of an off play, and so now you're adding that play. So it's critical to make sure you have that right plan. So I'm not going to give you Marquise's secrets.
Okay. Yeah, they were just talking body types. Generally.
I'm not going to give you Marquise's secrets, but I can't wait to tell you if you're right or wrong once we see how it plays out.
All right, we're going to go to a break now. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, and we're excited to announce a great deal for the greater Atlanta area. For a limited time, subscribe and you'll get digital access to the AJC for just $1.99 per week for life. As long as you keep your subscription, you have access to the substance and soul of the South, including breaking news and in-depth investigations, food, sports, business, and more from AJC.com every day for the rest of your life. Subscribe now by going to AJC.com/start. That's AJC.com/start to take advantage of the South's biggest deal. This is for new subscribers only. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to promise you a review of the tampering charges so as not to sweep this under the rug. The Falcons are the signing of Kirk Cousins is being reviewed by the National Football League, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addressed the case today. He said no when asked if there was an update. I usually don't give an update until it's concluded, the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said. The Falcons and the Eagles, they're signing to Saquon Barkley, are being reviewed by the league for tampering charges. And Roger Goodell said, I'm sure they are making progress, Goodell said. I know they were hard at work at it immediately. So it must have been a flagrant violation if the league just jumped right on it without a complaint from the Vikings at all. But those two teams are being investigated for tampering. Now, we asked Coach Raheem Morris about the tampering, and he said, really not allowed to discuss it while it's under review, Morris said on Tuesday. But I've got a lot of confidence in our people that we did the right thing. Okay. Now, yesterday I was able to get a couple questions in to Arthur Blank as he was leaving the owner's privilege meeting. And he said the tampering deal, we obviously don't believe we tampered. And that story's up on AJC.com. Blank said while leaving the meeting, we shared all of our information with the league. They'll review the process and facts. They are in the middle of doing that. Whatever the result is, we will deal with it. Okay, so what's the big fuss here about tampering? There are rules with regards to when you can legal tamper, when you can announce deals, who you can talk to, and who you can't talk to. And so that is being reviewed by the league office. Now, these tampering violations are considered a serious violation by the league. And the most recent similar case, the Dolphins, we're going to talk about the Dolphins case, Sean Brady and the Dolphins and Stephen Ross, Tom Brady and Sean Payton. That was totally different. That is totally different tampering with players on another team and a coach. This here is more of a free agency tampering case, and it's on par with the Kansas City case of 2016. Where the Chiefs were found to be tampering with wide receiver Jeremy Maclin. They were stripped of a third-round pick in 16 and a sixth-round pick in 2017. Okay? They were fined $250,000. Coach Andy Reid was also fined $50,000. And their then-general manager, John Dorsey, good friend of the Bowtie Chronicles, was fined $25,000, okay? And the Chiefs were cited for improper contact before the start of free agency. And Andy Reid and Matt had played. Andy Reid was with the Eagles, and Maclin had played for him in Philadelphia. He had signed a five-year, $55 million contract. So I don't know if the size of the contract matters in this case. We'll see. But certainly a bigger $180 million deal, $180 million for Kirk Cousins. But that is just to show you the seriousness of the allegations. I cannot find, and I should have followed up with the commissioner today. It's like, hey, has there been a case of a review where the team was absolved? And I need to do that search. But this is the most recent case of a team being penalized and fined. And you can see it's pretty substantial. So we've heard down here at the meetings from Roger Goodell on the Falcons tampering charge. They're making progress. We've heard from owner Arthur Blank, the AJC, exclusive report from the owner, that they don't believe they were tampering. And that was in contrast to their initial no comment. And then Raheem's hopefulness that they followed the rules. He said he can't comment, but then he commented. So that's, we appreciate that. So just make sure we got all the bases covered on the tampering charges. All right, so that was his main quote. Then I had a couple other quotes from the owner. Obviously, our football folks feel strongly, Blank said, about signing Kirk Cousins. Our fans are definitely eager to concur with that. So they believe they got their guy and, you know, they got a chance to win. And then, you know, the whole what caught the league's attention was during the press conference on the 13th, Kirk Cousins seemed to intimate that he spoke to the team's athletic trainer and the head of public relations before signing with the club. Okay. And the league's tampering period started on the 11th. Okay, we don't have to get into that. But here is the league rule that may have been violated under Article 9, Section 1B, Subsection 4, IV, of the collective bargaining agreement. A prospective UFA certified contract advisor is permitted to communicate directly with the front office officials, excluding the head coach and all other members of the club's coaching staff, or any or all new NFL clubs regarding contract negotiations. As a reminder, No direct contact is permitted between a represented player and any employee or representative of a club other than his current club. That would be the Vikings during this period. So that's where we got the direct contact rule. As a reminder, we'll read it again. As a reminder, no direct contact is permitted between a represented player and any employee or representative of the club other than his current club. So he could have called the Vikings trainer. Can't call the Falcons trainer. Okay, during this period. All right. So that's it. We wanted to give a very thorough rendition of the tampering charges here. What was being said by the owner, the league commissioner, and Coach Morris. All right, and we're gonna pivot to the draft here too, because hey, the owners' meeting's over. They got the signing free agencies up. Next big thing on the calendar is the NFL draft. Looking forward to finishing off our position by position series. Got most of the players ranked. We'll move them around. Of course, you know, our top quarterback is, you know, Caleb Williams. Hey, that work's done. Top receivers, that's kind of changing. You know, Marvin Harris is the guy, but, you know, he's kind of doing weird stuff here to maybe some teams are going to move neighbors over him. That's what we were hearing out of the combine. But then you got Rome Odunze. So the wide receivers are awesome. The Falcons scenario could be like, hey, it might be all offense, and they'll get the best defensive player in the draft. And so is that Dallas Turner of Alabama? We'll see. But let's go over our latest mock draft. It's mock draft 2.0. And we'll be coming with mock draft 3.0 in the Cover 9 & 9 blog next Wednesday. So we have the Bears taking Caleb Williams. Washington taking Drake May. We saw Coach Dan Quinn here. He's back at the head table doing this thing with the Commanders. The Patriots, they're in the quarterback market, and we have them taking Jaden Daniels. The fourth pick, it was Marvin Harrison. We flipped him back up. He's like, hey, so what? He's not working out. He doesn't really kind of have to. He's Marvin Harrison, and he did his thing on the football field for the Buckeyes. So we got him going to four to Arizona. Romy Odunze from Washington. I was one of my funnest football players to watch last year. He was pretty much unguardable. He's going to the Chargers at 5. Got Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU, going to the Giants at 6. And wow, if Joe Alt gets past Tennessee, I'd take him. But he's that's a tackle, and hey, you never have too many tackles, too many cornerbacks. He could start on the right, could beat out McGarry, and then, you know, maybe he flips to the left, and you could flip Jake to the right and let Jake play for another 5 years. You know how long his dad played. So Joe Alt, tackle Notre Dame, got him going to the Titans. Then we have Dallas Turner being the first defender taken, going to the Falcons at 8. And they know they need edge rush help. And Raheem Morris gave an interesting philosophy on, hey, you should address that position every year. So getting people on the ground is important to him as a head coach and former defensive coordinator. And the number 9 pick is Talese Fuaga, the offensive tackle from Oregon State. Some people have him in Alt flipped, but hey, both are considered, you know, potential, you know, 10-year starters. So if you are at least a bit hesitant about Turner and you think you got draft pass rush help later in the draft, then take this 10-year guy. The Falcons were tasked with that when Kyle Pitts was coming out. They took Kyle Pitts over Penei Sewell, who's turned out to be an all-pro player. Now, our 10th pick in the mock draft, the latest mock draft, is Georgia tight end Brock Bowers going to the New York Jets. He's going to have to do a later workout. He's still recovering, didn't do much at their pro day.
didn't do anything, got the combine. So he's, you know, people that want to see him at least move, I know the Jets want to before they spend this money on him. You know, that's coming up in April. So there you have it. We got this show titled Inside the Pursuit of Kirk Cousins. You hear from head coach Raheem Morris, general manager Terry Fontenot. Then we deal with the tampering allegations by the league against the Falcons. We go over Roger Goodell's comments, owner Arthur Blank's comments, and football coach Raheem Morris's comments with regard to the tampering allegations of the Atlanta Falcons. And then a pivot to the draft, we give you our top 10, and you can Google mock draft 2.0, AJC.com to get the full mock draft of the first round from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So with that, from Orlando here, we're going to sign off from the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. We're going to ask you to take care and have a great rest of your week.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.